Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. France closes embassy and pulls diplomats from Niger. After assuming power, new military rulers of Niger have implemented various measures to sever connections with Paris. The government of France declared the closure of its embassy in Niger indefinitely due to significant challenges that hindered the fulfillment of its diplomatic responsibilities in the former colony. French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs issued a statement, affirming that the embassy will carry on its operations in Paris. The embassy's primary focus will be to establish and maintain connections with French citizens present in the area, as well as with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, engaged in humanitarian work. These NGOs will receive ongoing financial support from us to directly assist the most vulnerable populations. In late July of last year, a gang of Nigerian military officials unseated President Mohamed Bazoum, citing his perceived shortcomings in the Sahel's fight against Islamist militants. Shortly after, the French administration in Niamey declared the French ambassador unwelcome and insisted on the withdrawal of French troops. Initially, Ambassador Sylvainet resisted leaving, asserting the illegitimacy of the military junta. However, by the end of September, he ultimately departed. After assuming power, new military rulers of Niger have implemented various measures to sever connections with Paris. Towards the end of December, they axed all collaboration with the International Organization of Francophone Nations, OIF, based in Paris, alleging it to be a tool of French politics. Furthermore, they urged African nations to embrace Pan-African ideals and decolonize their minds. Additionally, Niger rescinded an agreement with the EU aimed at addressing migration issues. Niger's new junta has also declared its intention to review the military pacts that were previously approved by past administrations in collaboration with Western nations. Paris suffered a number of setbacks in West Africa colonies which deposed their Western-backed leaders in recent years. It was forced to withdraw troops from Mali following tensions with the military government in 2020. Last year, Paris also pulled out of Burkina Faso after the country's military rulers ordered them to leave. Paris faced various challenges in West Africa in recent years. In 2020, Paris was compelled to withdraw its troops from Mali, due to conflicts with the military government. In 2023, Paris was also ordered out of Burkina Faso by its military rulers. The Alliance of Sahel States, AES, was also established in September of last year, when Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso signed a charter with the objective of jointly combating both external and internal security threats. In December, they further approved proposals to establish a federation that would unite these three nations in West Africa. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.